Blog Talk Radio.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. Keep shaking.
BYGP family, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Ashley Goodman, and this is the BYGP Locker Room Show. Tonight, I'll be speaking with Coach John Hare. Coach Hare played safety at Sam Houston State University. He started coaching his career in 2004 and has coached both at the high school and collegiate level. In 2008, Coach Hare was the DBs coach at Centennial High School in Peoria, Arizona, which won two 5A state titles. In 2013, he was the DB coach at UTSA and currently is a DB coach at Arizona Christian University, which is an NAIA football program, and in 2014 will be the first year it's kicking off its football program. So let's patch him in. Coach Hare, are you with us?
I am. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm so eager to hear how this program is going since it's brand spanking new and it's, you know, about to roll any minute. You told me your first game is next month, at the end of next month, so I bet you guys are hustling to get everything organized.
Oh, we definitely are. We're ramped up. We're excited. There's a lot of great things going on in the state of Arizona right now. You know, for so many years, Arizona has only had Division I or three Division I schools, Arizona State, University of Arizona, and then the NCAA Division I AA program with Northern Arizona. So we're the first NAIA program, which is going to allow young men another opportunity to play football at the next level. So we're definitely excited about it. We're the only school in this part of the country that's doing this. And so far, everything has been real positive. We've got so much support from our community. We have so much support from the administration at this school. And Head Coach Donnie Yannis has put together an incredible staff, great leaders, and so we're definitely very excited about what's taking place here in the Phoenix area.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and it sounds like you guys are definitely doing all the right things. So tell us a little bit about your background, you know, where you grew up and how football got started for you.
Okay, well, I grew up in Conroe / the Woodlands, Texas. That's just slightly north of Houston, Texas. As a young boy, 5 or 6 years old, I picked up the sport of football, fell in love with it, and continued to play throughout my junior high and high school years. Had a few opportunities to go straight out of high school and play football, but chose to go and serve our country in the Marine Corps, so I did that. Was fortunate while I was in the Marine Corps to play for the All-Marine team for 1 year. And when I got out, decided to pursue my college career and get a degree. Got to play football briefly at Sam Houston State. Was very fortunate there and blessed to have that opportunity present itself. And then I was fortunate to start my coaching career there as well. And I've just never looked back. I've moved forward from there, and that's kind of how I got involved with football, and I absolutely love the sport and all that encompasses the sport.
Yeah, well, thank you for your service, of course, and really, how did you know, or what was it that made you pursue coaching and going that route?
You know, while in the Marine Corps, you know, I've always had a passion for sports, and while I was in the Marine Corps, I knew I was going to go to college, and at that time, you know, I decided that, hey, why not do this for a living? And I consider myself more or less, for the lack of a better word, a people person. And I enjoy being around the young men. They keep me motivated. I love encouraging them. I love to see them grow. You know, and I love being a mentor to that. I think we're really lacking that in today's society. And so if I can do one small part to change a young man's life and get them in a good direction, and I can use this game of football to do that, then I'm excited to do that, and it allows me to do not only coach the sport I love, but at the same time it allows me to mentor to a young man and hopefully send him out to be a great husband one day, a great businessman if that's what he chooses. And a great father if he chooses to have that as well.
Yeah, and absolutely. I think you nailed it, that you're in a position to mentor these young men. So that is definitely, you know, a big job, and it's well-deserving. Do you find that you have a preference if you tend to like coaching high school or college, or is it kind of equal?
I would have to say I do take college football coaching over high school coaching for sure. I did do a small stint at the high school level. I enjoyed it, had great success with that, as you can see. But college is where my heart is. I love the atmosphere of being on a college campus. I also like being around men that are a little bit older, but also need that continued guidance in their lives. And so I would definitely say college is where I want to be.
Great. So then for young men, I mean, for high school athletes who are serious about playing college ball and they're looking at all their options, you know, a lot of athletes want to play for the big-time college program just because of the networks and the publicity of it. But there's only so many scholarships awarded each year for D1A and D1AA. Tell us some great qualities of going to a lower division school and how you would sell that to an athlete to keep their options open.
Well, I think many times kids across the board, they get lost in the shuffle when it comes to these bigger schools. Or they somehow make it into the program and they find themselves not playing. And so what happens is they lose their time to be on the field and make a difference in that aspect of the game. Or they're constantly transferring from one school to another. If I could encourage a young man, I would like to say that pick a school that fits you, that feels good, feels right. There's a good coaching staff in place. That's going to take care of you. And know that you're going to be able to get on the field and make a difference in that area. We all know that it's important that as an athlete playing this game, we ultimately want to play or we wouldn't be in the business. So I would say at a lower level school, we've seen it time and time again through the history in the sport of football. You don't have to go to a big-time school in order to go to the next level. Which is the NFL. If you work hard, you're determined, and you don't look back. And wherever you're playing at, if you just go at it with all that you are, pro scouts are going to find you, and you're not going to be overlooked. And that's why I say make sure you're surrounded with a good coaching staff, because those coaches can help get you noticed. So that's important. And so I think even at the NAI level or a division, NCAA Division II or Division III level school, with hard work, determination, dedication, sacrifice, and a guy that's got great character. If you want to overcome adversity and you do all of those things, I think it doesn't matter where you go ultimately. So I just say stay away from getting caught up in all of that drama and stuff that the D1 level can bring you. Now, if you have a great opportunity to pursue that dream at that level, then I say go for it. I mean, what young man doesn't want that?
Yeah.
But let's face it, like you said, there's very few scholarships awarded at that level. And less than 1% of 1% make it to the next level. So
yeah.
Those are the facts.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's not to detour guys or say that you can't make it, but we want to give you all the information and all the facts that we possibly can so you can make the best decision for yourself and for your future. Have you had some hesitation from athletes or parents that you've experienced while, you know, recruiting? And what were those hesitations?
So far at this program, I want to say, first off, we've been very blessed. The young people have just contacted us left and right. It's in my years of coaching at this level, recruiting is never easy. It's always a mm-hmm. challenge. It's a challenge that I always love to rise up to. But in this instance, it's really been surprising to see how the young people have responded, or should I say young men have responded to this program. And so it's made recruiting a little bit easier. So we've definitely set ourselves apart with some talent, and I think we're going to surprise some people this season. But some of the hesitations, I would say, maybe speaking for Arizona Christian University is maybe cost for a family. Going to a smaller private institution, sometimes uh-huh. cost. We can't offer as many full rides as, say, a bigger university like a Division I AA or a Division I A school can. The other thing that's more, should I say, directed towards our school here, Arizona Christian, would be faith. We definitely want young Christian men that want to pursue their faith in God. We think that's mm-hmm. lacking in society today. And we're going to challenge them in that area, and we're going to hold them to that. And when they leave our university, they're going to have a minor in Christian studies and biblical studies. So we are going to challenge them in that area. Sometimes young people maybe shy away from that, not
yeah.
because they don't want to rise to the challenge or they're not a man of faith, but maybe they feel like they're weak in that area. But we still want to go after that young man, and we still want to say, hey, we're going to be here. We're going to guide you along the way. But that could be one area. And then the other thing is NAIA, NCAA, obviously we know what people are more familiar with, and that's the NCAA on any level. Kids are not very familiar with the NAIA or maybe an NCAA Division II school. So it's real important that we get the word out because kids can still be just as successful here. They may not get the media time like they would at a bigger school at our institution, but they can still be just as successful, and they can still go on to the next level if their talents take them there. So, and by being able to speak on your show and before you go pro, it's just a great opportunity to get our university's name out there, give some insight on the NAIA as a whole, and just encourage young people that, you know, there's always an option out there for you.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's our biggest thing is not only to mentor, you know, and mentally, morally, and academically prepare these athletes, but to make sure that they have all the information, they have all the doors that they could possibly choose, and then at that time, you know, they can make the best decision for themselves. So I think that's great that we're getting the word out, and I thank you for coming on and speaking about this program and a little bit about what you guys have, you know, in place for this. Do you think with ACU did hire, as you said, Coach DeAntis as the head coach, tell us a little bit about his background and experience. I do know that he's been very much a big part of Arizona football for many, many years as a high school coach. But tell us a little bit about his background.
Okay. Coach Donnie Yenis was a Valley native. He grew up here in Phoenix, went to Paradise Valley High School where he played football. He also went on from high school and played at Glendale Community College, which is located here in Glendale, Arizona. From there, he transferred to Southern Utah University, where he played free safety and ended up graduating with a degree in education. From there, he was at Paradise Valley High School, went back to his alma mater, was 4 years as an assistant coach there, eventually left there, went on to back to Glendale Community College again as a DB's coach and the recruiting coordinator for 1 year. From there, he went to Glendale High School as the head coach for 1 year. And in the past 14 years, he has been back at his alma mater, Paradise Valley High School, where he is the winningest coach in the history of the school. So that's 60-plus years the school has been around. With 97 wins, and 10 out of those 14 years, he made it to the playoffs. So he's had some great success. He's done well here in Arizona. He's an Arizona guy. He loves the community, and he really is looking forward to taking care of these young people that are coming out of high school. He's very excited about that, and he's dedicated. He's such a great man. He's a great man of character, and I think they definitely did a great job of finding the right man for the job, and that is head coach here at Arizona Christian University.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like from what I've read about him, he has a lot of support even from, you know, ASU coaches and University of Arizona, and they sound like they are definitely behind him 100%. So it sounds like they did make, you know, a great choice for first-year head coach.
Most definitely they did.
So tell us about, has he and the Academic Center come together to set some goals for your athletes on helping them not only transition from high school to college, but once college ends, to be ready for life after football? And if so, tell us, you know, what that looks like, what that plan looks like.
Okay, for sure. We've definitely sat down, or should I say Coach Yenis has sat down with our academic department, and we're very serious about academics. At this institution, it's not going to go overlooked. We're going to set these young men up for success on and off the field. Like we said earlier, less than 1% of 1% make it to the next level, so it's imperative that these young people get a quality degree and a degree that really makes sense, not mm-hmm. some degree that's going to not do anything for them. So we're going to get them a degree and help them pursue that degree that makes sense, so when they go out in the real world, they can get a quality job and they can go on and be successful. And so some of the ways that we've done that and we're approaching that is, first off, we're going to have study hall 4 days a week. We're serious about that, and we're going to put tutors in place in those study halls, and we're going to have tutors there every night with those guys, and we're going to have them actively involved. And the other thing that I thought was great and unique, and this is on Coach Yenis's part, was he went to an outside organization or company, and he's going to have them come in, and he's going to teach our guys how to study. We are primarily freshmen kids with a brand new program, so you know uh-huh. there's a big transition from high school to the college level classes, and a lot of these kids don't know how to study. So we're gonna give them the tools, and we're gonna teach them how to study at the college level. From there, we've set a big first year goal, and that is we want across the board, we want our team to have a 3.0 GPA. That's going to be a tough goal, but it's reachable, and we're going to take the attitude of no excuses, and we're going to, as position coaches, we're going to be responsible for each group of guys that we coach. We're going to mm-hmm. meet with them on a weekly basis. I know personally, I will collect all the syllabuses from each of my athletes in my position group, and I will maintain that and I will meet with them weekly, and I will know everything that goes on with them for that week and what's coming up, whether it's a test, a quiz, maybe it's a research paper that's due, whatever that may be. I want to be on top of that because I want to help them be successful. And then, obviously, we're a few years out from this, being that the majority of us are freshmen. But we would like to say that we want to graduate 100% of the guys that stick with us. And that's a big goal, and that's a big challenge, but we are up for that. And so I would say those are our goals that we have in place right now with our academic department, and we're going to do everything we can to help these young men along the way. As we all know, it's a huge transition anytime from high school to college, and we want to make sure they have the right tools to be successful.
Absolutely. Well, I love that you guys have just reached for the stars on every, possible, criteria about that. I didn't know anything of what you were going to tell me about that, but that is fantastic. 100% of the guys, graduation rate and 3.014 GPA. That would be fantastic, and you'll have to keep us posted on how that process goes.
Definitely will do that. We are excited. Those are high goals, but I think if you set the expectation too low, then it doesn't challenge you. And so
absolutely,
I think being in the industry of athletics or sports, often what challenges us the most are the expectations that are set in front of us. And so that's what's going to allow us to reach higher and be more successful, hopefully, as we pursue this dream that we're living right now.
Yeah, well, that is definitely some good stuff, and like I said, definitely keep us posted on how that progress is going, and we'll definitely be, rooting you guys on for all of those accomplishments. Speak to us about why you decided to accept the position at ACU, because you before you were at ACU, you were at University of San Antonio, correct? You were there for how long?
I was there for a small stint. I was not officially named the defensive backs coach, just so that I make that clear. I had spent several years, 3 years prior to that, at Eastern New Mexico University, where I was a defensive backs coach. I went out to the University of Texas at San Antonio. They were going to open a position up for me. Unfortunately, the NCAA, after spending almost, 8 months with the program, the NCAA never approved the position, and therefore I had to cut my visit short with them. I hated to do that. Coach Larry Coker out there is phenomenal, and it was a pleasure being on his staff, even if it was for a short period of time. The reason I came to Arizona Christian University and accepted the position they offered me is how often do you get to say that you build a program from the ground up? And that is exactly what we're doing. We did not have one facility in place. As we speak, the carpet in our locker room was laid today for our football players. Just a few weeks ago, the lockers were installed in the locker room. It's coming together. If I could relate it to anything, it's like Christmas in July around here right now. we've got the floor matting for our weight room came in last week, and now our weights are coming in this week. So it's coming together. It's right here. Right when we're going to go into camp tomorrow, so it's coming right in at the nick of time. But I'm just real excited to be a part of Arizona Christian University football, head coach Donnie Yannis's football program, and the rest of this coaching staff. And I just look forward to mentoring these young men, get them going in a good direction academically and athletically. And I look forward to the challenges that lie ahead. They're definitely real. We're the first program, whether it be NCAA or NAIA, we're the first college program to recruit within our first year and play a game within our first year of being hired as a coaching staff. So that's never been done before.
Wow.
So that has been that's been a challenging in itself. And but we've risen to the challenge. And one of our mottos around here, it's on our shirts, is Rise Up. And that's exactly what we're doing as a coaching staff. That's what we're doing. Our football players are doing just that. The job description here is very wide and broad, and you never know whether you're a coach or a player what you could be doing at any moment. We just had a whole truckload full of drinks and things donated to our football program, and before I came on, I was out there sweating and unloading the truck, so along with a lot of other coaches. So you never know from day to day what's going to happen around here, but it's definitely exciting. That's the reason I'm here, and I'm just encouraged every day by what's taking place. And the rest of our coaching staff is encouraged. They're motivated. They're excited. And we have just waited and anticipated what is about to take place, which tomorrow we our guys report at noon for camp. And so the last 8 months is come to what we're looking forward to tomorrow. And so we're very excited about it. I know I can't get enough of this place. The people here that were in place before football have welcomed us with open arms, and they support us 100%. And we're definitely putting our best foot forward in every aspect of the game and this program. So it's not only encouraging for us as coaches, but for the young men that choose to come to Arizona Christian University. There's so many great programs out there that these young men can choose to come go play. And we're very thankful that the young men that we have on roster, which I want to say is 103, 104 right now, going into tomorrow's camp. Very nice, yes. And we're thankful to have them. We're blessed to have them. And I would like to personally, on behalf of myself and the rest of our coaching staff and head coach Donnie Yannis, just thank their families for allowing their young men to come play within our football program here at Arizona Christian. So, is why I'm here, and I'm excited to be here.
Well, Coach, I mean, you got me excited. I'm like ready to take on a position. It sounds like it's rolling, and it sounds all fantastic stuff. I'm loving, the excitement from you, and what it sounds like the whole community and the university is doing to try to start this football program. So, all very, very good stuff. What would your, or not you, specifically, but what is the goals, not only for academics, but now for the season? What would be, in place for a perfect first season that you guys would be like, that was a solid season?
Well, I would say, first off, we want to have a competitive team. And in saying that, we want to be competitive, but we want to be competitive with character. And we want to play with a lot of heart. And bottom line is, we want to win football games. We're approaching this first year juggling many things, but there is no question about it. When we step on that football field, we're going to step on ready to play. Our opponents better be ready and not take us lightly. And we're going to do everything we have, and we're going to give everything we have in the tank to win that game. And we want to be a high-tempo team on offense and defense. So we're going to match that both offensively and defensively. So we're going to play with a lot of high tempo, and we're going to see if those other teams can keep up with us. And we want to be fundamentally sound in all areas of the game, and then we want to play with class, or should I say great character. We want to teach our young men to play with great character. And, I would say that at the end of 60 minutes, if we play hard, the scoreboard will take care of itself. I like to tell my players that, don't worry about the scoreboard. Don't look up at it. You just grind and grind and grind for 60 minutes. Go hard on every play. Give everything you have. And if you do that, the scoreboard usually takes care of itself. You know, but we definitely want to win in this first year. We're not going to come in and say, well, it's our first year, we're going to give it our best shot, and we'll see what happens. No, we're coming in, and we're going to give our opponents everything we got in the tank. And you know what? If we come up on the lower end of the scoreboard, so be it. As long as we played with great character, and our guys give a lot of heart. And I can say personally, being around these young men, and I know the rest of my coaching staff would agree, we have some great young men on this program that already are showing some true character. And man, what a blessing! So, saying that, we've already kind of got that in the bag. I think we don't even need to worry about that. We just have some really great young men that have become a part of this football program, and we're excited about that. So I would say those are our goals. You know, they're not too far-fetched, but they're very basic goals, but they're direct. And I think we're gonna go after it this first season, and at the end of the season, we'll see what happens, and go Firestorm.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like you're laying down the right foundation, and so you're just building off that foundation, which is, you know, that's the most important, you know, aspect of this, of building a team, especially in your first year. So it definitely sounds like you guys are headed in the right direction. Now, currently, ACU is a NAIA program. Has there been talk about growing and becoming a higher division? I know it's very soon, because you guys haven't even had your first game, but, you know, how long do you believe that may take, even if you can say, you know, how long? I know you can't give me a specific amount of time, but has there been talk about that?
Well, I think there has not been much talk at this point in time. Obviously, we want to see where this season goes. We want to see how much success we have from obviously a win-loss standpoint, things like that, how the community gets involved. I mean, there's a lot of aspects that we'll look at and say, okay, what do we want to project out? So there hasn't been a lot of talk about that, but I do know that all sports within the university, we want to be really good at what we do here. And once we are really good in every sport that we offer here at Arizona Christian University, then I know we'll become more serious about taking that next step, which is to go to maybe an NCAA Division II or possibly a Division I AA FCS team. So all I can say right now is there's been very little talk about that other than we want to be really good at what we do. And so the only way we can project that is by how we perform on and off the field and how much community support we receive, which right now has been phenomenal. You just can't say how much people are getting involved and how much the community wants to be a part of what we're doing. So that's exciting. We are the only NAIA institution in this part of the country. So we are in the greater Phoenix metropolitan area, and as we know, Phoenix is a huge city, and so there's no reason that we will not grow. I think we're a little bit different than most NAIA schools. You know, you look at a lot of NAIA schools, and they're in very rural areas, small towns.
Yeah,
we're in a big metropolitan area, and so. We have every opportunity to grow. We're going to do just that. We are doing that as we speak. So I think the future is very bright, and I think that as long as we're continuing to work hard, we're putting our best foot forward, and we're doing the things that we're doing, you know, only the future knows what's exactly going to take place. But I think it's definitely going to be exciting, and it's going to be something that people in the sports industry should keep an eye on. So, that's kind of what we're thinking at this point in time.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic. Now, this year, for you guys did decide to just recruit locally, so within Arizona. Was that due to funding, or were there other reasons to stay local?
Well, I think a little bit probably is funny. Anytime you start a new program like we are, you know, like I said, we're building facilities. You know, we're having to come up with weights, weight room, locker rooms. You know, you name it. We're having to really focus a lot of our budget on things like that, uniforms. I mean, and the list goes on. Sure, some of it is due to funding for sure. But head coach Donnie Yanis is very clear on his goal and his vision, which is to give these Arizona young men a great place to play ball. He wants to build his team around Arizona kids. And then at the same time, we will branch out. We will look at other young men. It's not that we don't want to have young men from other states. We have right now probably about 20% of our roster is young men from around the country. The majority of it is Arizona kids. So we're excited to give the Arizona kids another chance to play at the next level, and we're going to continue to focus on that. But, again, I want to really emphasize and make sure that everybody understands it does not mean that we're not going to go to California, Texas, Florida, Colorado, New Mexico. If you can play ball, if you contact us, we're going to give you a fair look. We're going to do right by you, and we're going to give you every opportunity to be a part of our program. So in the end, doesn't matter where you come from, but I will say that we're really focused on the Arizona kids. But we are recruiting outside the state, and we encourage those young people outside the state to contact us if we do not contact them first.
So, Coach, one more question before I let you go, and definitely I appreciate all the time that you've given me. What are some recruiting tips for young athletes that you feel are not disclosed enough to families?
Well, I say a lot of times, you know, larger universities at times, maybe they're promising you things that aren't real. Maybe you're not going to play as much as you hoped for. Or they don't set you up for success academically. I think as a parent, you want your son to go to a place where the coaching staff is built with men of character, and they're going to put your son in a position to be successful. And oftentimes that can be overlooked because all we're focused on is what jersey are we wearing? What number am I going to get? How much play time do I get? And those are all great things. I mean, obviously we want to play the game or we wouldn't be a part of this thing. But we can't forget all the other little things that tie into that. And we want to make sure that when our son or that young man makes that decision, that it's a right fit. And that they go there, they're going to be given every opportunity to play at that university or that institution. And then also they need to be supported academically because, like we said, there's a huge transition from college or from high school to college. And a lot of times kids, they get there, they're lost. Maybe they're not confident enough to ask, whatever the reason may be. And then they just become unsuccessful. And that's not fair to them. You have to be given the proper tools to be successful. And
absolutely.
I think we're doing that here.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. And we definitely will be, you know, staying in touch and watching how your season progresses and that program. We wish you all the best and definitely keep us posted on you know, everything that is moving forward.
We definitely will do that. I would like to say on behalf of myself, Head Coach Donnie Yanis, and the rest of our coaching staff here at Arizona Christian University, thank you to Before You Go Pro. Thank you so much for allowing us to get our name out there. This is just one other way to give us exposure and also educate families and young men. And so we're very thankful for that. Again, we're excited here, and I would like to just say thank you from all of us here at Arizona Christian University.
Well, definitely we will have to – we'll definitely be in touch and we'll have you on again and maybe even head coach, you know, as well to get you on and get more publicity out for ACU.
Hey, we look forward to that, Ashley. Definitely we'll stay in touch with you. We want to wish you and Before You Go Pro great success. It sounds like you guys are doing everything possible to help these young men be successful, and that's encouraging. We need more of that in today's society, and so what you're doing is fantastic, and we're behind you. So again, thank you.
Thank you. Well, we will stay in touch, Coach.
All right, Ashley. Thank you so much, and have a great evening, and thank you to everyone that was listening.
You too. We hope you guys enjoyed that show tonight and felt that listening to Coach Hare was helpful in your own journey with football and life. We have some great things going on with BYGP right now, and football season is about to kick off, which we will be plenty busy covering high school, college, and pro games. So please check us out at www.beforeyougopro for more information. And if you guys have not gotten our book yet, please do that, Before You Go Pro. It's a definite must read. On Tuesday, tune in at 6:30 p.m. We will be speaking with Ryan Robinson. You guys won't want to miss out on that show. Should be some solid information there as we talk to him about making it to the NFL, but then his career was cut, short, that, he did not expect, and he didn't have that vision. So definitely some great information there. This is Ashley Goodman signing off for BYGP and the rest of the BYGP team. Have a good night.
I miss all of y'all. All y'all girls standing together like that. Keep shaking.